Be vigilant at all times and pray, that you may have the strength to stand before the Son of Man. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants." The Gospel of the Lord. Whenever I preside at funerals, I give a brief tutorial before we pray the Our Father, focusing on the words, "Thy kingdom come." I say to the family and friends of the deceased, at this point in the funeral mass, we pray the Lord's Prayer, or the Our Father. And there are seven things we ask for in the Lord's Prayer, seven petitions. In one petition, we say, "Thy kingdom come." What does that mean, "Thy kingdom come"? And then I continue. Well, it means we want the Lord to come back at the end of time and establish his kingdom definitively. And the sooner the better. "Thy kingdom come." And then I say, well, the kingdom has come in a very personal and permanent way for our beloved dead. And we pray that he stands before the King of Kings today, that we too may be in that kingdom. We pray as Jesus taught us. And then when we start the Our Father, everyone prays with attention and even anticipation. That is, the end of the world is not something to dread, but something we should desire. Why? Well, because it announces the coming, the second coming of Christ, the parousia, the eschaton, the consummation of the world. Or as the book of Revelation chapter 19 verse 9 describes it, "Blessed are those who have been called to the wedding feast of the Lamb." In other words, we should anxiously await the end of the world, like we look forward to a wedding, with desire, not dread. In the gospel today, Jesus uses wedding imagery to talk about his second coming. He tells his disciples, "Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks." This wedding image in Luke chapter 12, verses 35 through 38, bears a striking resemblance to the parable of the 10 virgins in Matthew 25, verses 1 through 13. You recall the five wise virgins kept their lamps lit with ample oil until the bridegroom, Jesus, returns. Again, virgins awaiting a wedding. Let me suggest two interpretations for the key phrases, "Gird your loins and light your lamps." First, "gird your loins" refers to sexual restraint and virtue, that is, chastity. I tell young engaged couples, preparing for marriage that one of the best ways to prepare for their wedding day is to refrain from sexual intimacy. Why? Well, if you've been engaging in sexual relations the whole time, then their honeymoon night will feel like just like every other night. And if their sex life has become routine and even a bit boring, they may look at it more with dread than with desire. Incidentally, this phrase, gird your loins, is also why the church recommends married couples practice natural family planning or periodic abstinence instead of contraceptives. Why? So married people can also gird their loins and practice self-control, the self-mastery of chastity. Then, after they have fasted from sexual intimacy for a while, they will look forward to the feast of sexual intimacy with more desire than dread. Second, the phrase, light your lamps, and especially Matthew 25's mention of keeping the lamps lit, suggests our baptism and receiving the light of Christ. When we light our baptismal candle from the Easter candle, the Christ candle. By the way, how do our baptismal candles become extinguished and in need of relighting? Whenever we commit sins, especially mortal sins. And then, how do we relight our baptismal candle? We go to confession. This is why in the early church, the sacrament of confession was frequently referred to as a second baptism. When Jesus says, light your lamps, he is talking about baptism and confession. In other words, with two key and profound images, gird your loins and light your lamps, Jesus has perfectly summed up the ideal way to prepare for the end of the world. First, practice chastity. And second, go frequently to confession. And when we are thus prepared, we can pray the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father, with great confidence and even joyful expectation, especially when we utter the pregnant phrase, Thy kingdom come. We will be in a position to desire the end of the world and not dread it. Praised be Jesus Christ.